弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brother, everybody.
我们再一次感谢主，让新竹女仙合唱团今天有机会和我们一起崇拜主，也带领我们一起献上这样美好的诗歌。
We want to thank the female chorus from 新竹 Taiwan for presenting such a beautiful music this morning.
他们礼拜五在我们的分区团契的聚会有分享，有诗歌。今天下午他们要在Needham 那里的台语教会要有带领圣约崇拜。
This past Friday evening, they had presented the musical program already, and this afternoon they are going to have their another presentation in the Taiwanese church in Needham.
这些我称为美丽的天使哈，他们是带着一个使命，能够分享在台湾一个老年人的帮助老年人的一个工作。他们有这一次出来。有诗歌见证的分享。
I call them beautiful angels because they come here not only to give us beautiful music, but also to proclaim the work that they have been doing so nicely in Taiwan.
关于下午的那个聚会，请各位待会儿看这个报告事项特别聚会。你愿意去参加，你可以去参加。
If any one of us is interested to join the meeting this afternoon, you could peruse.What is in our announcement and find a place and join them.
今天是九月的第一个礼拜，也是我们教会每年第三次的受洗典礼。
Today is the first week of September, and also is the third baptismal service, yearly baptismal service for our church.
在我们的祷告事项也列了这些受洗的人的名字，我们实在为他们高兴，也祝贺他们。
Those who will be baptized, their names are already in our bulletin, and you can also look at them.
这些列了十位，不过我们今天实际是有八位要受洗。
Although ten persons were listed, actually there will only be eight persons present.
有许多人为他们祷告，把福音、把上帝的话传给他们，他们终于从心里面明白接受。
Many had already tried to convey the gospel to these individuals, and also were glad to have them finally accept the Lord.
这些才受洗的弟兄姐妹就像一个才出生的婴孩，我们需要更多的关心、照顾他们。
Those who are baptized are spiritual babes.And therefore deserve of our special concern.
所以我愿意用这个机会，特别用圣经上的一段话来劝勉这些要受洗的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, I would like to take this opportunity to specially use some scriptural verse to admonish those who are newly baptized.
我们都知道，中国有一句俗话说，好的开始是成功的一半。
We know there's a Chinese saying that a good beginning is already half done, a task half done.
所以我们盼望每一位信主受洗的基督徒都有一个好的开始。
And therefore we wish every Christian, new Christian, has a new beginning, a good beginning.
请我们来看新约的提摩太后书第二章。
Let us now turn to 2 Timothy in the New Testament.2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章，我们要读第一节到第七节。
We want to read from verses 1 to 7.
找到以后，我来读，请各位听。
After you have found the scriptural verses, let me read them to you.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那照他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。 劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 7. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this.
我们晓得这一段圣经是保罗写给他的接班人提摩太的。
We know that this scripture, this letter was written by Paul to his successor, Timothy.
在这一开头他称呼他是我儿啊。
He addressed Timothy as my son.
保罗并不是提摩太的亲生的父亲。
And we know that Paul is not the blood father of Timothy.
而是在信仰上他把提摩太当成他属灵的儿子。
But in a spiritual sense, in that relationship, he is Timothy's father.
他用真理来教导他，来帮助他，来带领他。
And therefore he taught Timothy everything about the truth.
因为我们所传的是一个生命的道理。
Because what Paul was preaching is the truth of life.
我们不只是传说一个学说。
We are not just here talking about a philosophy or a teaching.
我们是一个生命的相传。
It is a message about life.
所以在传道的人和接受道理的人之间有一个生命的相连。
Therefore, there is a very intimate relationship between the preacher and those who are listening.
也不只是在牧师和听到的信徒之间。
And it is not restricted just to this specific relationship only.
是在每一个信徒，当我们从主那里得到了生命，我们也要传给，我们也要带领那些我们传福音给他的人。
Every Christian who receives Christ has this special relationship so that we can also convey this relationship, the gospel of this relationship to others.
所以或许容我这样来形容，来比方。
Let me cite an example.
在教会里面的每一位。
In the church, everyone in the church,
每一位基督徒。
Every Christian in the church,
对于今天才受洗的这些弟兄姐妹。
The attitude toward the newly baptized Christians,
你要去找到你属灵的父亲。
We have to find our own spiritual father.
从他那里得到生命的供应。
So that we can be entrusted with that kind of special message from in life.
我们在座的每一位基督徒，你也要去找到那个属灵的孩子，好好的带领他。
And every Christian should be like a spiritual parent seeking spiritual children.
所以我们常常读这一段圣经的时候，有人会提这样的问题。
So that when I read these verses, usually people will raise this question.
说你的保罗在哪里？你的提摩太在哪里？
Where is your Paul? Where is your Timothy?
意思就是说，属灵上你的父亲是谁？属灵上你的孩子是谁？
Who is your spiritual father and who is your spiritual son?
对每一位受洗的基督徒，如果我们受洗了，我们坐在那里，没有人来带领你，没有人来培养你，你属灵的生命很快会枯萎。
In like manner, for those who are newly baptized, if no one leads you, hold your hands in spiritual matter, it is very easily to drift away.
但是若是你永远是被人家带领，而你不能够成一个属灵的孩子，变成一个属灵的父亲去带领别人，你也永远不会长大和成熟。
In the same sense, if we become babies And we don't grow spiritually so that there's nobody to lead you along that path of growth. It is also very, very dangerous.
我愿意借这一段圣经特别劝勉这些初信受洗的基督徒有两点。
Two points I'd like to admonish who are newly baptized.
第一点是恩典。
First is grace.
第二点是教导与学习。
Second is teaching and learning.
在这里第一节说，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Here it says, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
我愿意提醒这些初信的，也提醒我们在座的每一位，恩典，我们强调恩典永远不会过分。
Let me repeat, we never can overemphasize grace.
在这个社会上，处处讲究的是赚取、换。
In this society of ours, all we emphasize is how to make more money, how to get more.
任何的东西没有白吃的午餐。
There's nothing that comes freely.
如果有人对我们很好，我们可能会怀疑他是不是另外有目的。
Well, people who truly treat you well, there may be hidden motives behind his action.
但是当我们带着这一个在社会上的观念来到上帝的面前，我们要把它放下来。
But when we come to God, we have to forsake this kind of notion.
人与神的关系永远不是去赚取、去换得，而是领受上帝的恩典。
God's relationship with human beings is never one that is going to get alone.
我们不可能靠自己的力量去赚取上帝的恩典。
There's nothing we can do to earn the grace of God.
我们也不配去得到上帝这样的恩典。
We're not even qualified or worthy to earn the grace of God.
但是上帝却白白的把我们永生的需要、今生的需要都给我们。
But God freely gives to everyone eternal life and our daily needs.
我们在座的这八位为什么今天会受洗呢？
The eight persons who are being baptized today, what's the motive behind? How did they come before God?
因为他们就是明白了那个最简单的真理，也是最重要的真理，就是人到神的面前是领受恩典。
Because they understood that when you come before God, you come to the grace of God.
不只是在我们受洗之前，我们要明白我们是蒙恩成了上帝的儿女。
When we are baptized, we are grateful because we understood we are the children of God.
在我们信主这一生的路上，我们都要记得这个最根本的真理：我们是蒙恩得救，我们是蒙恩继续的成为神的儿女。
So that whatever we do in the remaining path and time of our life, we must remember it is by the grace of God that we are who we are.
什么时候我们想到不靠上帝的恩典，而要靠我们自己努力的时候，常常是我们最危险和最软弱的时候。
The most dangerous moment is when we think we can do it all by ourselves.
其实我们连自己努力的能力、聪明、机会都是上帝的恩典。
Even what we have, our intelligence, our opportunities, what we are striving for,They all come from God.
所以每一位才要受洗的弟兄姐妹。
So that for those of you who are going to be baptized today,
要记得你的起点是上帝的恩典，你继续走下去的基础也是上帝的恩典。
Remember, your beginning step comes from God, and your foundation in your faith also comes from God.
难怪在以弗所书第二章第八节，保罗这样讲。
No wonder in Ephesians chapter 8, Paul said this.
我们得救是本乎上帝的恩典。
By grace are you saved.
也是因着信，不是出于我们自己。
And by grace and by faith, and that is not out of ourselves.
免得我们自夸。
So that we don't.Become boastful.
是出于神，不是出于我们的行为。
It comes from God and not from man.
所以对于初信的这些弟兄姐妹，对于我们每一位信主甚至30年、50年，让我们记得，我们成为上帝的儿女，是上帝的恩典。
Whether we are new believers or we have believed for many years, remember we are children of God by the grace of God.
当我们在强调恩典的时候，不等于我们就否认了人需要努力。
On the other point, when we emphasize grace, it does not diminish the importance of what we have to do as human beings and our obligations.
或许我这么样讲。
Let me put it another way.
我们成为得到上帝儿子的名分是因为恩典，但是我们要继续的保有这个恩典，要与所蒙的恩典相称，我们需要努力。
We become the children of God by the grace of God, and this is a gift of God given freely. But in order to maintain that status and that privilege, we got to work for it.
恩典和我们的本分和努力是不冲突的。
There is no contradiction between grace and our own effort.
恩典越大的时候，越是有重大的价值，我们需要努力，需要尽心竭力就更大。
The greater grace is, the greater should also be our effort to match what we have received.
所以在第二节以后，保罗他列了好几种身份，提醒提摩太要怎么样努力在上帝的恩典上进步。
That's why Paul in 2 Timothy chapter, starting from verse 2, started listing the kind of things we have to do in order to maintain that grace.
在第二节他列出我们所熟悉的一种身份，就是做学生、做老师。
First it said, in our capacity as students, what should we learn, what should we do?
然后在第三节、第四节就提到另外一种身份，也是要努力的，就是要当兵，要做军人。
In our role as a good soldiers of Christ, he also admonished us what to do.
第五节他举了另外一种一种身份，也是需要努力的，那就是中文翻译成比武，其实是做运动员的意思。
Another role Paul portray is that of an athlete, and what we should do in order to become a good athlete.
然后在第六节他提到另外一种身份是做农夫，是劳力的农夫。
And the last role that we have is that of a hard-working farmer.
所以这四种身份都说明了一个基督徒是在上帝的恩典这个基础上要怎么样努力。
Paul uses four roles for us to show us how we should put in our effort after we have received grace.
做学生的如果不努力，他不会有好的学习。
If you are a student and you don't work hard, you are not to accomplish much.
一个打仗会得胜的军队，他没有操练，没有严格的训练是不可能的。
And without strict disciplines, soldiers cannot win in battle.
一个在运动场上能够得到好的成绩的运动员，他不可能没有很有规律的训练。
And an athlete without discipline is no athlete at all, no crowns.
一个农夫他不能够按时的、辛勤的、殷勤的去耕种、去照顾他的谷物，他不可能有好的收成。
A farmer who does not tilt his farm diligently is not going to get good crops.
我今天愿意集中就是特别在思想这一个做老师、做学生这一点上面。
This morning, for the sake of time, I just want to touch on the first two roles, that of a student and also that of a soldier.
Teacher,
I'm sorry. Student and teacher.
在第二节这里我们看到
Verse 2,
他说你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
就是因为有许多的基督徒，他们照着这一节圣经的话去实践，所以今天福音才传得给你，传给我。
It is because the early Christians took this verse seriously and go and practice it, so that today we have the gospel in our midst.
这节圣经其实也是保罗从上帝那里所得到给每一个基督徒的一个命令。
This is also a verse Paul received from God that he passed on to every believer, and it is God's commandment.
可以说不仅仅是一个劝勉，它是一个命令。
It is not only an admonition, it is a command.
在这里我们看到一共有四个时代，四个不同时代的人。
In this verse, we can see there are four generations of people.
第一是保罗，他当着许多的见证人面前教导了提摩太。
First, in the midst of a crowd, Paul passed this on to Timothy.
把圣经的真理，把耶稣基督救赎的真理教导给提摩太。
And he passed on to Timothy the teaching of Christ and the gospel.
然后接下来呢，提摩太有个责任，要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Then Timothy passed this on to many witnesses and trust and call and trust to reliable men.
所以保罗交给提摩太。
First, Paul passed this on to Timothy.
然后提摩太交托一些人。
Timothy to other people.
那些人是忠心的。
And these are reliable persons.
是有教导能力和恩赐的。
And people who are qualified to teach others.
然后这些人再教导其他的人。
And this, the latter people then preach and teach to other people.
所以这个信仰就一代一代的传下去。
So that we see that the belief, the faith is being passed from generation to generation.
所以做基督徒，永远你同时拥有这两个身份。
So that as Christians, we always have these two roles.
我们每一个人都同时又是学生，又是老师。
As Christians, we are both a student and a teacher.
我想对于我们教会的弟兄姐妹，体会做老师做学生不是很困难。
In our church, it's not no big deal to be a student or a teacher.
我记得前一两年我们做过一个弟兄姐妹侍奉的调查表。
We had made this survey a few years ago.
有绝大多数人的职业都是跟教书或者做学生有关。
A large proportion of membership are in the teaching profession.
不管你是教大学是教小学。
Whether it's college or elementary school.
我们中国人也一向很尊师重道，很注重教育。
We know Chinese emphasize education.
每一个基督徒，我们同时又是一个学生，又是一个老师。
As I say, a Christian is both a student and a teacher.
你信主了，你受洗了，你要继续不断的学，才能够让上帝的真理真的落实在你的生活每一个部分。
So that after we become a Christian, we continue to learn the Word of God so that the Word of God can be lived out in our lives.
但是你说做学生我很容易了解。
As a student, I can understand.
但是为什么我同时又是一个老师呢？
Now, how do I also become a teacher?
在这里，保罗他命令提摩太说：“我教给你的，你也要教给别人。”
Here, Paul says, "What I have taught you, Timothy, you got to teach other people."
中国有一句话，成语叫做“教学相长”，互相帮助。教与学互相帮助。
I warned him not to use those kind of words. There's a Chinese saying that we learn and teach one another. I hope that's right.
当一个基督徒，他拼命在学习，感谢主，他有上进的心，他有追求的心。
When we strive and learn, we thank God for that.
下个礼拜教会的成人主日学开始，你就去加入一班有系统的学习，感谢主。
Next week, we are going to start our adult Sunday school, so each one of us can join the class and learn.
但是学习 可以说是整个这个过程做基督徒的根。
However, to learn that process is like planting a tree, and the first thing that happens is to be rooted.
所以学习是那个根。
To learn is to be rooted.
但是做老师去教导是那个果。
However, to teach is like bearing fruits.
如果你只有学习而没有一个要成为老师去把上帝的真理教导给别人这样一个远大的目标，你的学习不能够继续下去。
If you are just rooted and your goal is never to bear fruits, what a waste!
我记得我看过一个这样的一个报道，我实在不能相信。
Once I heard a story.
他说有一个人，他接受了他的叔叔给他一笔很大的遗产。
A man received a huge inheritance.
然后那个遗产说，只要他做学生，他的食衣住行任何开销都可以由这笔遗产供应。
All the necessities of his life is taken care of. The only thing he must do is to be a student.
只要他维持学生的身份，他就可以享用这个遗产。
As long as he maintains his status as a student, he can keep his inheritance.
所以这个人从大学毕业22岁，一直到他65岁退休，他一直维持学生的身份。
So that since his graduation from college at age 22 until he retired at age 65, he always maintained his student status.
Oh, 他也做学生也做得很好。
Oh, he was an excellent student.
他在这个22到65这43年里面，他得到了7个博士学位，8个硕士学位。
In 43 years of his life, he had 7 PhDs and 8 master degrees.
哇，你说这个人一定很了不起，很伟大的贡献。
And we thought, wow, he must have contributed a lot to society.
但是，他永远是个学生。
Unfortunately, he was always a student.
他没有教过任何的一个科目。
He never taught a course.
他没有做过任何一个工作。
And he never did any work.
如果我们只有学习，而没有要去教导，把上帝的真理传给别人，我们是在浪费自己的生命。
So that if we do not practice and we never teach, we will be just like this PhD.
但是一个人如果只在教导别人而不去努力的学习，那又会是什么结果呢？
On the contrast, if you just keep teaching other people and you don't learn, what is the consequence?
我们说误人子弟。
Oh, we may fall off other people's learning.
所以为什么有的时候你去一个主日学你觉得那一天没有收获？
Sometimes, you know, we have the experience, we went to a Sunday school, we got nothing out of the class.
因为你觉得老师准备的不够，他所讲的你都知道了。
Because the teacher did not prepare, whatever the teacher say, we already knew.
所以我们做一个继续不断成熟长进的基督徒，我们又是一个学生，我们又是一个老师。
So that as a Christian continually growing, we must keep the process that we already knew.
所以我们做一个继续不断成熟长进的基督徒，我们又是一个学生，我们又是一个老师。
So that as a Christian continually growing, we must keep the process of learning and teaching continually on.
受洗班结束了。你进到初信造就班，你进到新约旧约班。
Whether you move from one class, Old Testament class, to New Testament class,
要有一个远大的目标。
You got a goal in front of you.
我今天是做学生，学习上帝的真理。
Today I'm a student.
等我学完了，我要清清楚楚、明明白白的能够教给别人。
Tomorrow I'm a teacher.
不管你是在教会的主日学里做老师。或者你在家里教你的孩子，你都是一个老师。
Whether you are teaching in Sunday school or you're teaching at home to your children, you are a teacher.
如果我们没有那个要去传扬、要去教导上帝真理的目标，我们的学习会死在那里。
So that without the goal of trying to be a teacher, our learning would become stagnant.
但是也但愿我们在座的每一位 是成人主日学老师，是儿童主日学老师，让我们好好在上帝的面前花功夫去学，不要误人子弟。
So all of us who are teachers, let us also encourage one another to continually learn.
在这里第二节，保罗用一个词来描述那个教导与学习，我觉得是非常宝贵。
There's a very precious phrase in verse 2 that Paul used to describe those who are teachers.
他把那一个在信仰里面的教导与学习的真的精神把它表达出来。
And this phrase portrayed the spirit of those who were teachers.
第二节他说，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，要交托，要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
那个教导学习不是只有在课堂上知识的传授。
Here we see that the learning process is that does not confine to intellectual learning alone.
在这里，保罗他用一个词形容说是交托。
Paul used the word entrust.
是某一个人把一件很贵重的东西交代给你，好好看好。
That means I'm going to give to you, put to your trust a precious gift.
然后你有一个使命，要把这个宝贵的接受的东西要。交代给另外一个人。
And therefore you pass this on, this precious gift, to another person.
交托才是我们真正的教与学的真正的内容。
So that the word entrust encapsulates both the spirit of learning and teaching.
今天的教学太多的时候变成只是知识的传授，变成学校，变成贩卖技能。
Many times our education is confined only to the mind, to the intellect alone.
那个教的人没有一个像把一个宝贝很慎重的交托给学生的那种心。
And the teacher never have that mission of having something precious to pass on.
那个接受的人也没有这种慎重宝贵的态度。
And the students never thought that this is something precious.
我在想到底交托所描述的那个学习是什么样的一个学习呢？
So that I begin to think, what is this learning process all about? What's the spirit of it?
我就想起来一个例子。
An example came to my mind.
在很久以前，在台湾有一阵子，你晚上八点钟去拜访别人，不必打电话，一定找得到他。
There was once a time, if you want to find somebody at, in Taiwan at 8 o'clock, there's no problem. You can always find that person.
平常你要找一个人要打电话约好。
Usually you have to call and make an appointment.
但是在那一段时间，那几个月，你不必打电话，你去找他一定在家。
But during that period of time, you don't need to make a phone call, and you can always find somebody.
因为八点钟是电视的黄金档，在那一段时间演一个连续剧，叫做《保镖》。
Because the television series called The Bodyguard was being shown at 8 o'clock, and everybody was watching.
这个中国的保镖不只是保人，也保东西的哈。
You know Chinese bodyguards are different from Western bodyguards. They don't only protect people, they also protect materials.
我没有每天在看那个连续剧，我只能记得一点。
I don't watch TV every day, but I recall having some images of that series.
某一个有钱的人要把一个很贵重的传家宝要送到京城里面去给他的一个亲戚。
There was a rich man with precious possessions that he wants to carry this from one place to bring it to his relative on another place.
他就找到一个保镖的公司行号，把这个宝托给他。
So he hired a group of bodyguards and trusted to bring this possession to his relative.
如果没把他送去，那边有个单子签了，说收到了，我要给你多少多少多少的报酬。
So that once the goods is delivered and there's a receipt, then the bodyguard is going to receive the reward.
这个保镖的行号公司一看， 真的是传家宝。
And so when the company who hired these bodyguards look at this request, they say, "Oh, huh, big job."
然后那个报酬又是那么样的好。
And look at the dollar signs in front of it.
好，他就签字接受这一个愿意宝。
Therefore, the company president signed it without any problem.
那个连续剧就是在演这个宝怎么从这个城送到那个城，就这么简单。
So the whole series, the plot is very simple.It tells of how the goods is delivered from one place to the other.
但是为什么那个连续剧可以吸引每个人都待在家里呢？
Now why is it so captivating, to the audience?
因为那是那么贵重的宝，你就发现这些宝行的人，这些保镖为了那个宝，吃尽了千辛万苦，甚至牺牲性命。
And therefore, what is most interesting is because the goods is so precious, the bodyguards must do their utmost effort, including sacrifice their lives, to protect the delivery of the goods.
几乎那个宝不能送到目的地。
And that goods almost never reaches destination.
但是那个剧最终是送到了。
Finally, that goods arrived.
保罗说，你所得到的这个尊贵上帝的福音，你要用一个交托的心去接受，你要用一个交托的态度交给后面的人。
So this is the spirit Paul was admonishing, teaching all Christians, that the gospel that we receive from God is so important that we must be entrusted to deliver it.
我们每一个人，上帝都把这一个宝贝主耶稣基督永生的福音交托了给我们。
God's eternal message, His gospel of eternal life has been entrusted to every Christian.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
这是极重无比不能衡量代价的恩典。
And this is a priceless grace.
我们要用我们的性命去保守它，去好好的交代给你自己家里的孩子，给你属灵的孩子。
And therefore we must match our lives to protect, to teach, to deliver this important message to other people, including our children.
主日学、礼拜天上课只是我们接受这个宝贝、传扬这个宝贝的一部分，不是全部。
And when we come to Sunday school, remember, it is only a part of the learning process to receive this priceless possession.
你我每一个人的现实生活就是在考验我们是不是保守这个宝贝，没有丢掉它，有没有好好的传递给别人。
And in our daily lives, we are being tested every day to see how serious and how effective we can lift and deliver this priceless possession.
当我们一方面从上帝那里不停地领受那个永恒的真理，一方面也好好的保守它，也传递给别人的时候，我们的信仰就是有活力的。
And when can we receive on one hand the grace and on another hand deliver the goods, then we truly has lived this grace of God.
让我们记得我们永远是在接受上帝恩典这个基础上面去尽心竭力。
So that we should always remember we start out from the good foundation of grace of God.
我们要继续保持一个又是学生又是老师的身份，用一个交托慎重的态度来看待上帝的真理，去实践也去传扬。
And in a spirit of entrustment, we should keep and deliver this preciouscommodity from God.
我想有的人听过这样的一个比喻。
Some of you may have heard this example.
在以色列地有两个很有名的湖，或者是河，有两个很有名的湖。
In Israel, there are two very famous lakes.
一个是在北边的加利利海。
One is north of Galilee Sea.
从山上下来的一些水就流到加利利的海里。
So that the water that flows from the mountain will go to the Sea of Galilee.
然后它就继续向南流， 流到南边去，就进到另外一个湖，叫做死海。
And then from there on, the water passes on to the Dead Sea.
南边的海为什么叫死海？其实它另外一个名字叫盐海。
盐是盐 ，salt， yeah.In reality, the Dead Sea is not really that dead, but it's full of salt.
所以会叫做死海，因为它死气沉沉，没有一点生物在那里。
The reason it's called the Dead Sea is because there is not much life there.
它的盐分很高，以致这些植物、动物都不能生存。
Because of the high salt content in the water, not much living matters can thrive in it.
但是北边的加利利湖或者叫做加利利海却是这个绿草如茵，树木繁茂，鸟语花香。
But in the Sea of Galilee, flowers flourish and there are lots of living matters.
有人就用这两个具体的湖来描述我们基督徒的生命。
So somebody uses the image of these two lakes to describe the spiritual life of Christian.
当一个基督徒他的生命是充满着生机有活力的时候，他是要有进也要有出。
So that a Christian who is really truly living has a route of input living water, but you also had an output.
你有进，你有出，你那里面就充满了生命。
You get and you give so that there's life.
但是那个沿海那个死海，因为它只有进，它永远没有出。
But the Dead Sea, there's only one way traffic. It goes in and never gets out. That's why it's dead.
让我们每一个人在主的面前是一个有活力的基督徒。
And I hope that all of us in the sight of God is a truly vibrant and living Christian.
在新的学期，不只是对每一个受洗的人，对我们每一个基督徒，都是一个新的机会，去学习，去教导。
A new year is a new beginning, a new semester, and it's an opportunity for new learning.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，用你圣经的话来教导我们。
Lord, we thank you for teaching us through your words in the Scripture.
感谢你，有许多的人，他们把你的永生之道是那样的宝贵，不据为自己己有，而传递了给我们。
We thank thee that there are many people who don't consider this priceless possession just their own, but they pass them on to us.
主啊，让我们也做一个很谨慎、很珍贵你话语的人，不停地接受。也学习能够去供应给别人。
We pray that we will also be loyal Christians, so that we don't just receive this precious gift from you, but we also can pass this on to others.
求主带领我们这一个新的学年开始，我们在你面前有实际的长进，有学习，也有真理的教导。
In this new beginning, we pray, Lord, that each one of us.Will truly take hold of this good opportunity to learn and grow in our spiritual lives.
我们这样诚心的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.